Everyone was saying, what are we going to give up for Lent? 40 days and 40 nights. And we said, you know what? Everyone derides religion. Why not have a series? And every Tuesday we have it at 6 o'clock. What's it all about? Where we invite people to come in. You may or may not know them. We had Gina Menzies. We had Father Paddy Byrne. People who dedicate their lives and who really believe in God and the afterlife and dedicate themselves to it. And we wanted to see if we could pick up on some of this sincere spiritualism and see if it could offer our listeners and us all some inspiration. And it's a great pleasure to welcome today Senator David Norris. We're usually having the crack, having the controversy about everything, but today we're going to have a serious discussion. Straight up. And thank you for braving the snow from central, the north side of central. You don't mind the snow?
I love it. I absolutely love it. But my heart goes out to the people who are sleeping on the street and old people who are afraid to turn on the heating. I think it's terribly severe on them. But myself, when the snow comes, I'm a child.
Right.
I love seeing it coming down through the lamplight.
OK. The question is, and it's a six marker, what is life all about?
Well, I think it's about a lot of things. And I think one of them is about having fun. I think there's a real obligation on people who are alive to enjoy it and to celebrate the beauty of the natural world, the wonderfulness of human relationships, the marvellous things that there are in arts and all the rest of it.
But,
and that is in itself a kind of celebration of God.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Do you believe there's a higher power?
Yes, I do. Yes, definitely.
What does it look like?
Well, I don't know. When I was young, I was rather disturbed by Bishop John Robinson's Honest to God, because he took away from us the image of God as a benevolent old man in a white beard. But I don't miss that anymore. And I do think God is pretty well unknowable. I know the argument from pattern is now derided intellectually, but I do see pattern all over the place in life.
What do you mean by pattern?
Well, I see the way things are structured, the way the flowers come up every spring, the way the sun comes round every day, these sort of things. There's a pattern in the universe that suggests some kind of intelligent design, I think.
So what do you believe happens when you die?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I don't know. And I don't think anybody does. Not the Grand Mufti, not the Pope, not the Archbishop of Canterbury. We can only believe. And I have to say, with regard to death, I am not afraid to go where so many people that I have loved have already gone before me. So I think there's nothing to be frightened of in that. I'm not sure that we'll meet relatives, because I think there'd be an enormously long queue. I'd want to see my mother, she'd want to see her mother, she'd want to see her mother, and so on, ad infinitum. But I do think, I mean, the thing that I really believe is people talk about the brain as if it was just a mechanical thing, and that may be true. And they talk about thoughts being the result of electrical discharges between the synapses of the brain and all the rest of it. But what is it upon which these electrical discharges operate? What is that ultimate consciousness? That's beyond electricity and chemistry, in my opinion. And I do not believe that it is extinguished at the moment of death. I remember hearing Nuala O'Fallon very, very distressed shortly before she died. And she was talking about how dreadful it was that all her memories were going to dissolve and there'd be nothing left and so on and so forth. Now, I don't really believe that. And in any case, I would say, thank God I had such a wonderful life. It was fantastic. But my religious belief is a specifically Christian one. I believe in the historical figure of Jesus Christ, the wonderful life that he lived, the goodness of his actions, the profound wisdom of the parables.
You go to Sunday church at St. Patrick's and you really are devout in all of that.
Yes.
What do you derive from that? Why do you do it?
Well, I go to communion. I mean, to me, morning prayer is nice, but it's not the real deal. The real deal is communion, which is a celebration of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And I kind of adapt a bit of the rosary when I'm taking communion. And I say, Jesus be with me now and at the hour of my death. Amen. Because people often say, I wouldn't like to die alone. We all die alone. I mean, that is the most intensely alone moment of your experience. And each person does it individually for themselves. So the idea of somebody holding your hand or being with you, or the old biblical idea of being embraced into Abraham's bosom, I think that's beautiful and I like it. I'm not sure whether it will happen or not. And can I say, I don't trust people who are irredeemably certain about religious belief. I think one of the most important theological concepts is the concept of positive doubt. If somebody has never doubted, I don't believe them, because they're usually the people who push their own religious form onto other people, and it's very often politically motivated.
But what about those who have nothing, only doubt, atheists who think this is all kind of just kind of hocus pocus?
A lot of my friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you say to them?
Well, I can see many of them are very good, very moral people. But I really, I would not like to think that we lived this life and there was all meaningless nonsense. And there was no rhyme or reason to it. And that the end of it, you're just a piece of dead meat decaying at the bottom of a hole.
You see, I started my adult life as a farmer. And
yes.
I had animals that died. Lambs,
yes.
Yows and lambs and calves and different things like that. And I had to bury them.
Mm.
And I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at this dead animal. I'm saying, what's the difference between that and a human? And it is possible to draw the conclusion that biologically there is no difference. And it's a bit of a grim story. It's kind of game over.
No, I don't think so. I mean, why shouldn't cows and sheep continue?
But they don't have our brains to rationalise and reflect and,
but they have a rudimentary form of intelligence and they're capable of affection, they're capable of maternal feelings, they're capable of being aware of their environment. I agree with St. Francis. When the Pope made him say, forced him to say, animals don't have souls, he said under his breath, but I know they do.
What is a soul?
A soul is the total of your spiritual being, your personality, your intellect, all those things that make you human.
And where might your soul reside after your passing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that it is necessarily tied to your body. If it is, then it does die with the body. But I don't believe for a second that it is.
One on a slightly lighter note,
yes.
You've made detailed arrangements for your funeral.
I have indeed. I'm having a glorious Haydn Mass, 2 Weepy Victorian hymns, the eulogy, or whatever you like to call it, about me, in which I talk about my religious beliefs.
You do your own recorded?
Oh, I've recorded it already, professionally. So it will be played. And it's also printed. I have the order of service already printed out. And
nobody else will get a word in edgeways?
Oh, no, they won't, except the celebrant of the communion. Because I'm having a Requiem Mass. Because, again, I think a funeral is a dead flop if you don't have the central kernel of the Christian belief in it. So I'm having a funeral Mass.
What do you say about those who will be very sad at your passing?
Oh, and, cheer up, to that's
celebrate
what I say
to
them.
No, to celebrate it and all seems like almost a cheap gag, you know, for
no,
something
it's
that's
not.
Very sad.
It isn't a bit sad. If you're a Christian, death is a promotion. And there will be laughs. I mean, I'm also having Paul Robeson singing the Ballad of Joe Hill, that great old communist ballad. I met Joe Hill tonight. I says you're dead. I never died, says he, because his principles go on. And what the copper bosses tried to kill went on to organise. And then I'm being taken down to Roskelton, which is a tiny little place in County Leash, where I'll be buried with my great-great-great-grandfather and all the rest of them. And then a party in Roundwood, which was built by an ancestor of mine, now a little hotel. And along the avenue, I want loudspeakers playing Always Look on the Bright Side of Death. You know, always look on the bright side of death. When you have to kick the bucket, say, fuck it, life's a crock of shit. And that should make them laugh. That would cheer them up.
Okay. Okay, you are priceless and you will be greatly missed, and it's not imminent, hopefully. Final question. For those who want to believe, would love to have your sense of conviction, what's your Lenten message to them tonight?
Well, look around. See the little things. I mean, I spend time in my kitchen watching the birds at the feeder. They have little personalities. They're wonderful. I look out, I see the miniature daffodils springing into blossom at the moment, the crocuses. It's wonderful. La vita è bella. That's what I'd say to everybody, whether you're atheist, agnostic, believer, and all the great religions. And that's an interesting thing. All the great religions converge and have essentially the same message of hope.
Des the atheist said, I'm disappointed. I really thought he was smarter than that. But everyone else says, very well spoken, David Norris. Love. Him love, him love, him. Ivan, please ask David, does he have a dog? I would love him to be a dog lover. Does he love dogs? Ask Linda in Dublin. Do you love dogs?
I do love dogs. And about 30 years ago, I was given a Jack Russell. And I kept him for a month. And he used to jump right up when I came back from the Senate. But I thought it wasn't fair on him, being away so much of the time. So I gave him, and he lived for 20 years on a farm in County Waterford. But I loved them. But I respect animals. I don't even keep a cat anymore because they don't like you going away, and I go abroad quite a lot.
My latest guest on What's It All About series, the most wonderful man ever, and Antoinette says, tell David he's the most wonderful man this country has ever produced, and he is much loved.
That is Daniel O'Connell.
All right. Well, thank you. That is a whole other story. Well, I hope you're not going to die soon, but thank you for being my guest.
I don't mind if I do.
We'll have the sport next.